crypto falls as a Nasdaq tech sell-off spills into digital assets. A sell-off in U.S. technology stocks bled into crypto on June 23, 2026, pushing major tokens lower and dropping market sentiment into extreme fear. CoinDesk reported the Nasdaq weakness spilling into digital assets, and the price data backs the framing. Nothing in the top five was spared. Bitcoin traded at $6,204 as of June 23rd, down 2.96% on the day and 6.52% over the week, according to live CoinMarketCap data. Ether fell harder, off 5.59% to $1,150. Solana led the losses among large caps with a 6.99% drop to 68.62, and XRP slid 3.14% to 110, leaving it down 11.16% over 7 days. BNB held up comparatively, down 3.5% to 570.96. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 19, firmly in extreme fear, lower than the reading of 20 earlier in the same session. Tech stocks set the direction the trigger sat outside crypto. A pullback in Nasdaq technology names removed the bid from risk assets broadly, and digital assets moved with them rather than against them. That is the part worth sitting with. For stretches of the past year, crypto bulls argued the asset class had decoupled from equities and could trade on its own catalysts. Days like this one say otherwise. When large institutional books de-risk equities, the same accounts trim Bitcoin and Ether, and the selling lands on whatever can be sold fastest. The size of the moves tracks that logic. Bitcoin, the most liquid and most institutionally held token, fell the least among the majors. Solana and XRP, with thinner order books relative to their market caps, fell more. XRP's 11% weekly drawdown is the standout, a reminder that altcoins amplify both directions of a macro move. Sentiment was already fragile. A reading of 19 on the Fear and Greed Index does not appear out of nowhere. Crypto entered this session already bruised. Bitcoin had spent the prior week grinding lower, and a separate sell-off tied to a South Korean ETF stumble had pushed Bitcoin below $63,000 earlier. The Nasdaq move did not start the downtrend so much as accelerate an existing one. Extreme fear cuts two ways. It marks real pain for leveraged longs and for anyone who bought near recent highs. It has also historically coincided with local bottoms more often than euphoria has marked tops, though that pattern is an observation rather than a promise. This is descriptive context, not financial advice. A single index print tells you how the crowd feels, not where price goes next. Practical notes for people spending crypto: a day like this is where the design of a crypto card starts to matter in a concrete way. If your spending wallet holds BTC, ETH, or SOL, today's move shaved several percent off your purchasing power before you bought anything. A 7% Solana drop means a planned purchase funded from SOL now costs noticeably more in token terms than it did 24 hours earlier. That is the case for spending from a stablecoin balance when volatility spikes. A USDC or USDT balance does not move with the Nasdaq, so the amount you can spend tomorrow is the amount you hold today. The trade-off is that stablecoins sit out any recovery, so the choice depends on whether you want exposure or predictability from the funds you actually spend. Counterparty exposure also gets sharper attention in a drawdown. Balances parked on a custodial card platform carry the risk that the provider freezes withdrawals during stress, a pattern crypto users have watched before. Cards that let you spend from your own wallet keep that risk off the table, at the cost of managing keys yourself. Neither is automatically correct, but a session that pushes the whole market into extreme fear is a useful moment to know which model your card uses.